2 years ago Tuesday, a white supremacist opened fire at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, killing 6 people and injuring others. Out of that tragedy grew a group called Serve to Unite. It brings together children from 10 Milwaukee-area schools. They talk about ways to reduce violence in their neighborhoods while getting to know each other. WUWM's Latoya Dennis caught up with one of the founding members, Arno Michaelis. He's a former white supremacist.
Everything we do is an honor to the lives that were lost. It struck me, especially as a former white supremacist, as I'm looking at what our students are doing, and I'm looking at hundreds of young people of all different ethnicities and cultural backgrounds coming together and caring about each other, it strikes me that that's a white supremacist's worst nightmare. Is little white kids and black kids and Latino kids and Indian kids and Asian kids and everybody getting together and really truly caring about each other. That's what we do on an ongoing basis to honor the people that were lost.
When you're surrounded by violence on a regular basis, how do you not become discouraged?
We're really concerned about creating peace on a day-to-day basis. It's very much like, you know, recovering from substance abuse. Like, I'm just looking at today. If I can not drink today, that's a victory. So for all of our students and all of our people in the community, if we can all as individuals look at peace as a day-to-day process rather than a goal, it's really going to empower us to actually be more successful in creating a peaceful environment. Otherwise, it's very easy to get discouraged when 10-year-old girls are shot and killed while playing in the park. Those things are extremely concerning to us, and it really shook us all to the core as human beings.
In responding with peace, what tools are there?
One of the most crucial things to understand is that violence is a cyclical issue. It never comes from a vacuum. It doesn't come from out of the blue. It's always a cycle that's happening. Once you understand that, you are aware that removing yourself from that cycle first and foremost, that's the first step to be taken, as well as the understanding of how powerful a tool forgiveness is. When we're able to forgive what we see as an insult or an infraction on who we are and not let someone else's actions control how we respond, we free ourselves from that cycle of violence. As well as we're really excited this year to be introducing some mindfulness techniques, as well as some breathing-related stress management techniques through a really great program called Youth Empowerment Seminar. This is going to further increase the capacity of our students to not only resist the cycle of violence themselves, but to help others do likewise.
How much of what we're talking about right now is based upon Sikh religious practices?
First of all, in the name itself, serve, service is a core principle of the Sikh culture and the Sikh faith. So the practice of helping other people and putting other people before yourself and really trying to be mindful that everything you do is of service to others is a core principle of Serve to Unite. It's in our name. So that would be the first one to come to mind. Secondly, and another hugely important Sikh principle is the truth that we are one, which is a mantra of the Sikh faith. And we believe that that's a foundation for peace for all human beings in the sense that when we identify as human beings before identifying ourselves as any other way, we can now look at all these other human beings who may seem different from us with skin color or sexuality or religion or lack thereof or nationality or language or any other difference that has unfortunately been the root of violence and discrimination. We can see other people as human beings, and now we have something in common.